Welcome to Creekview Landing McKinney TX, Buyer and Seller Guide. Today's episode features real estate insights from the Good Home Team, eXp Realty. Let's dive in. Welcome to Creekview Landing McKinney, Texas, Buyer and Seller Guide. Quick disclosure before we jump in. This program was created with AI assistance and uses a synthetic narrator. The content was reviewed and approved by Nick Good before publication. Information is believed accurate but should be independently verified. This program doesn't provide legal, tax, lending, or appraisal advice. Okay, so today I'm sitting down with Nick Good to talk about one of McKinney's neighborhoods that people are actually searching for, but not getting great answers about. Creekview Landing.
Excited. Hey, thanks for having me. Yeah, so Creekview Landing is this really interesting neighborhood that gets a lot of inquiry. But people are basically Googling Creekview Landing, McKinney, and they want straight answers. Like, where is it exactly? What are the homes actually like? What's the price range? What's the HOA situation? And honestly, a lot of the existing content out there kind of dances around those questions instead of just answering them directly.
Oh, I totally get that. So like, someone's doing a search, and they just want to know, is this neighborhood for me? What should I expect? Instead of getting those specifics, they're getting general advice about how to evaluate neighborhoods, right?
Exactly. It's like, tell me about Creekview Landing versus here's how you should think about evaluating any neighborhood in Texas. The thing is, Creekview Landing has specific characteristics. It has particular home ages, typical price points. It sits in a certain location relative to downtown McKinney and nearby amenities. Those are the details people actually want to know up front.
Right. So what are we talking about in terms of like the actual homes? What does Creekview Landing look like as a neighborhood?
So that's the thing. The neighborhood has a pretty consistent feel. You're looking at homes that tend to be in a particular age range, mostly resale inventory rather than brand new construction. The lot sizes, the architecture, the mix of one-story versus two-story, those are all things that define the character. You've got typical home sizes and a fairly predictable price range. And there's HOA involved, which affects both the monthly cost and the lifestyle fit for buyers.
Okay, so location-wise, where exactly is Creekview Landing in McKinney? And what's around it?
Good question. So it's positioned relative to major roads. It's a specific distance from downtown McKinney, and there are parks and shopping nearby. The school assignments matter too. Elementary, middle, and high school. And then you've got the zip code, property tax jurisdictions, all of that. The neighborhood boundaries are pretty defined. It's not like you're wondering, wait, is this part of Creekview Landing or not?
So if I'm a buyer and I'm thinking about Creekview Landing, what are the actual pros and cons I should be weighing? Like, who is this neighborhood actually good for?
That makes total sense.
So if someone's curious about what their home might be worth in Creekview Landing, or they're thinking about selling, what should they know about the market there?
The big thing is understanding comps, actual comparable sales in the neighborhood, not just tax appraisals or what you spent on renovations. You want to look at active listings, closed sales, pending listings. That's what tells you the real market story. And honestly, every home in Creekview Landing is a little different. So it really does come down to evaluating each property on its own merits, condition, location within the neighborhood, those kinds of details. If someone wants a quick sense of what homes are valued at, they can check their home's current value to get an instant estimate.
No kidding. So really the takeaway here is Creekview Landing is best understood one address at a time. But there are also neighborhood level patterns and characteristics that help buyers and sellers make smarter decisions. That's actually really useful, Nick. Thanks so much for breaking this down.
Happy to do it. The main thing is just being straight with people. Answer the question they're actually asking, instead of dancing around.
Exactly. Well, if you're thinking about Creekview Landing or any McKinney neighborhood, we've got a bunch of resources linked in the show notes. Guides on relocating to McKinney, neighborhood breakdowns, and property reports. Thanks for listening to Creekview Landing McKinney, Texas, Buyer and Seller Guide. Thanks for listening to Creekview Landing McKinney TX, Buyer and Seller Guide. For more episodes and to learn more, check the show notes. See you next time.